This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an absolutely awesome Saturday. Our studio is so dark. I can't believe it. Why is it so dark,
Marianne? Homie. I like it. Low lighting.
Oh, it's just too serene for me. All right, everybody. I hope you had a heck of a great week in network marketing, your home-based business. You are at the right spot. Todd Falcone will be on next Saturday. That's going to be a terrific show, too. So make sure you're teed up for that. We are sitting here today with Marianne Niehaus. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
You know what? I'm pumped up. It happens all the time.
Yeah, we just got done with about a five-hour training for our business that obviously I am telling everybody on this show that if you aren't plugged into your company's events, you are making a mistake. And that's probably looking like a weekly meeting, a weekly opportunity meeting, a monthly training, regional events, and a national convention. The minimum you should do is begin doing that. So we are going to talk to Troy Dooley today. And Troy Dooley is the MLM help desk guy. He's probably... I can think of five guys in the entire space that have a voice as loud as his in network marketing. Troy is really focused on integrity, on ethics, on trying to take the high road in network marketing. He's one of the few guys that was smart enough to put up a disclaimer on everything he publishes or says, where he says, I either own a position in this company, I own stock, or I don't. So he's never, ever, ever pulling one over on you, and I deeply respect that because if you're going to say you're a journalist, you're a journalist. If you're a paid advertising guy, that's what you are, but you just can't call yourself, you can't be both. And what I love about Troy is he puts it straight out there exactly what he's up to, and you can't argue with a guy like that. Myself, I have a huge network marketing business in a company in network marketing, and I'm still extremely active, and I've never pulled any punches on that. And I don't recuse myself even around conversations around my company because I just feel that I have a voice. I owe it to the profession, and even though I am probably tainted on my company, that says something in itself too. So... anyway, let's talk to Troy Dooley. Troy, how are you today?
How you doing, buddy?
I've never been better, Troy. You sound like you're sitting on my lap, which makes me very happy. How's it going?
You know, it is going awesome. We have a wonderful profession. Obviously, sometimes we can all get overzealous, but, man, I tell you what, it is a great place and a great community, and I'm proud to be on your show.
Well, here's the deal. You and I and a couple of other guys can pretty much move like the wind if we need to mobilize the airwaves in order to slow down some negative momentum. And what we want to open is that conversation that you hit me with a couple of days ago where there was a company out there spreading a rep, not a company, a rep at a company decided to start a rumor about a company he had just left going out of business. And I was astounded at how fast you got on top of it, put out the fire, and had put up a post all over Facebook so people could go there to make sure that any rumors like that were untrue. And what I also loved was seeing all the leaders around the profession saying that behavior is reprehensible. So talk about all that.
Well, it is. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of times companies, whether they're young or old, they don't understand that the DNA of their culture is driven through social media these days. So when somebody gets into a new company, they just left an old company, you know, they're excited, but they're a little bit outside the edge. They're running in an ethical, subterfuge marketing position. The whole company is affected. And in this case here, I've received a phone call with just shock in a person's voice. He said, "Did you hear what happened to XYZ company?" And it's like, "Well, no, man, but that company's like a $1 billion freaking company. If something happened, it'd be all over the place." And I didn't see anything. There was nothing on their site, nothing on their social media page. And as I started reaching out to you, and we reached out to the master rep, and we reached out, all of a sudden we realized, okay, this isn't correct. And, you know, we stopped it. But it frustrated just the fire out of me, because this is what causes outside critics. It's what causes regulators to look at us with questionable eyes. And worse yet, it's the actions of, quote unquote, now I'm going to use this quote, Tommy, independent reps. Everybody wants to say, "I'm independent, I can do whatever I want." And then they gripe when their company goes down. But these types of actions are what causes major lawsuits between companies. And it's like, we just got to stop these actions. And I don't care what company it is. If people are leaving and moving to a different company, they can't do that. They have to be professional, or they need to pack their freaking bags and just leave the profession, because we don't need this crap.
You know, I hear about these guys, and, you know, it's out there. They leave their company, and I see some guys over at Isagenix. They recruit these people out of It Works, and then they turn around and they run these completely bogus Facebook Live. And, you know, I feel like I have to say this. I'm on Facebook, and if I wasn't in such an integrity position in my life, I've decided to leave It Works and join Isagenix because my conscience would no longer let me build a business. And I'm not trying to recruit you. I just need to tell you my soul. No, you don't. You know, it's just such a bunch of garbage, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, when we get into situations, and you know that periodically I'll get brought in as an outside compliance guy with the company, and we'll work to make sure everything's going straight. And when we actually advise reps leaving a company and going to another company, we're very clear on best practices. Don't do a video. I don't want to hear about your past company. It doesn't matter. You want to do a video? Get excited about the product. Get excited about what you're doing. Don't bring up your past company. Go unfriend all the leaders, all the reps, everybody in your former company. Delete all the posts. Delete all the administrations you have in those groups. Delete any page that you have. You've got to start all over if you're leaving one company and going to the other and doing it correctly. And I don't think people understand that. They think, well, no, I can just do whatever I want. And it's like, you signed an agreement. You signed policies and procedures. If you didn't read them, if you didn't believe them, if you weren't going to live by them, then you should never sign them in the first place. That shows a lack of integrity and a lack of ethics. And again, Tommy, it goes back to most of the time, wrongful terminations, most of the time, lawsuits against each other when it's companies, all comes from a lack of, one, education, and a lack of, two, integrity in some cases, as people go out there and start this cockamamie crap. And I don't want to give a pass to companies either. You know, there's a lot of times companies will wine and dine, and they bring a person in and they want them to yell and scream about, hey, this is where I'm at. And then when they leave, they try to hamstring them and tell them, don't talk, you can't say nothing, you know, don't do this. I mean, it's not fair on either end. So I want people to understand we're not giving companies passes. But at the end of the day, when a rep is out there doing something like this, and then they want to turn around and say, well, my company went out of business. A lot of times companies go out of business because of the rogue behavior of people in the field. And we just got to self-police ourselves. I don't want regulators in here doing it for us. I want us to self-police and clean this crap up.
I agree with you 100%. So I'm going to call this guy out right now because he's a rising star in the world of network marketing. His name's Brett Matheny. And I had lunch with Brett Matheny a couple of days ago, and he's joined a company. And I said, Brett, have you read the policies and procedures of that company? And he said, no, that my brain's not wired that way. I'm telling you, You are going to build, and it doesn't seem important when you first enroll in a company. You've got a couple of seeds, and you're planting them in the yard, and that's the tree. And then it turns into a little sprout, and then it's a little tiny tree, and then all of a sudden, 20 years later, it's a giant tree. And you have a problem, and you look back on that policy and procedure that you signed, and you realize that you have built something that you can't keep. And I have not read Brett's policies and procedures yet. I have third-hand information, so I'm not even going to comment on either direction of it. But don't you think that if anybody does anything, and if you ever wanted to make a lot of money, Troy Dooley, you would have somebody that was smarter than you and I, maybe you're smart enough, I think you are, put together a little business that says, let me explain your policies and procedures to you. Because I know you're probably too lazy to read them. So I'll pay you. I mean, you pay me $20 or $100 for a half an hour, and I'm going to explain to you what you just signed. And if you would do that, I would buy it. Because I am telling you, we need to know that in this business, because in a lot of companies, you're signing your life away, aren't you?
Well, you really are. And to the company's credit, or to the legal team's credit, because of the craziness that's gone on, many companies now, when you look at their policies and procedures, I mean, it's borderline in an employment agreement, because it tells you what you can't do, not what you can do. And I would, whether it's Brett or anyone else, if they hold themselves out there as a leader, if they hold themselves out there as a professional network marketing director, seller, MLM, or whatever you want to call it, and they have not taken the time to read them or hire a legal mind to read them or a consultant, like you said, anything, then they're not only doing themselves a disservice, but they truly are doing a disservice to any team member that they bring on promoting, hey, you can build a independent business with me, because that's a lot. That's not the way it is. And I'm not going to name a company name right now, but there's a company in direct selling that has a retirement age of age 65. So you don't really own your business after that. So, you know, that's what you've got to look at. We've got one of our good friends, Richard Brooks, who's always said, you know, I don't want a bunch of policies. I want people to want to be at my company. If they don't want to be at my company, they can leave. And if they're going to leave, all I want them to do is don't come in and raid and kill me. And I think that's good. You know, that's the way it needs to be.
We're going to take a fast break, Troy, and then we got one more segment, and then we've got Robert Blackman, but I want you to stick around if you don't mind, because you guys are old friends, and he's an old dog, and I want to hear what he's got to say about the current world of network marketing. So we're going to be right back after this on the Tom Chenault Show with Troy Dooley, Marianne Niehaus, and Robert.
Being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, we're back. Shout-outs from the great Lorene Williamson, Elaine and Ken Smith down in Brisbane, Australia. People listening from everywhere, Marianne.
I love it. We got great fans, too.
So, Dooley, what do we do, man? How do we make this profession better? We self-police. We read our policies and procedures. We don't rely on what – I mean, my whole thing is I try not to listen to the noise. I try to – you know, I call you if there's a fire to put out, you know, but don't get caught up in the drama, right? Uh-oh, do we still have Troy? Please tell me you didn't hang up. Okay, what's just might be.
Let me see. Are you there, Troy?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah. So what do we do, Troy? I mean, we got about 5 minutes here to really nail it out. And what do you? What's your website, for instance? So that'll start.
Well, they can go to MLMHelpDesk.com if they want to. We just launched a new website that might be easier for them, just businessnewsdesk.com, where we're covering all of this stuff right now. Obviously, they can, you know, they can just do a Google search. They're going to find me. But what we need to do is we need to not just go blindly. If we're going to act like entrepreneurs, if we're going to come into a business and say, yes, I want to grow my business, yes, I want to be on Main Street, I want to be doing my thing, I want to be part of the solution in my community, and I'm going to do it through XYZ company, then we need to act like business people. We can no longer act like we're just a bunch of ragtag, part-time, wannabe people, which is sometimes what the complaint has been from Wall Street to Main Street. So people need to take responsibility, Tom. They can no longer say, well, nobody told me, the company didn't tell me, whatever. They need to be students of this industry, students of this company. Don't be looking at everybody else's grass to see if it's greener. Don't try to ride two horses with one butt. Just dig in. I've watched you do this for many, many years. You dug in, you built something, and you just keep growing. People come at you all the time with all the new shiny coins, and instead of just jumping in all that crap, you love on them, you praise them, you bring them on your radio show, and you just keep building your business. And that's what people need to do. They have to continue to build. And company owners need to stop trying to create a compensation plan and then go find a product. They need to have a purpose. They need to have a product or a service that's really going to change the world in their eyes. And then go have the compensation plan built around that so that they're attracting the right people, because part of this really does, Tom, come down to the fact we've just got some players, and every industry has players. And all they care about is how much money can I make? Can I sit in my garage and make this money? Do I have to go out and do all this crap? And as you said, there's way too much noise out there, way too much crap. Follow Tom Chenault on this radio show. Follow the good people in this industry, and people won't have a problem.
Exactly right. What about the cryptocurrencies, Croy? I mean, here we are in the United States of America, which is a tough country for anything that has to do with currency or a security. Do you see anything out there that's letting these things get loose, or is it just pretty much people sneaking under their radar?
You know, a lot of them are trying to go outside the United States when they're actually doing this. Now, we've got a couple of players in the U.S. that are actually they have educational services, they have analytical software, not talking about that. But a lot of these guys, they in the cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or one coin or three coins or whatever they want to call themselves, they act like they're going to be the next biggest thing. Or they act like, hey, if you come in here and you pay me X amount of dollars, we're going to show you how to mine this stuff. We're going to show you how to do all this stuff. If it's a currency, if it's a commodity, if it's already out there being played, then you don't put a compensation plan around it whatsoever. That is just a big fat bullseye telling the U.S. regulator, look at me, look at me. And really not even the U.S. Any main country, whether it's Australia, Great Britain, Ireland, Switzerland, it can be France, I don't care where it's at. If these guys play in that, they can say, well, you've been wrong, Troy, for 2 years, man. XYZ company's just killing it. It's not about the amount of years. It's what happens after the fact. And, Tom, there's a lot of these people don't realize that if a company gets shut down, that doesn't exempt them. I have a friend of mine who spent $500,000 in a fine from the FTC. I have another friend that's still paying off $1 million from a fine from the FTC. We've seen people just go to prison from a Ponzi scheme that's out there because they defrauded people in the field. So, you know, we got to do this right. If we're not going to do it right, just leave. Just go home. Go to Walmart. Go to Home Depot. I don't care where you work. Go to Starbucks. They got great benefits. But don't screw up a profession because you think you want to get rich quick. Because I tell you what, none of the people that I run with, none of the people Tom runs with, ever got rich quick. And this is a hard business, and you got to build networks.
29-year overnight success, MI. We're coming back with Robert Blackman right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Go to Troy's website right now. Take a look at what he's up to. I love this guy. He's real. He's a deep thinker. And he can show you how to
Have
do it.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show, and I just noticed a text from Tony Cannulli. He is going to be the voice of the MLMIA, which I think stands for Multi-Level Marketing Industry Association, and he and Doris Wood are going to be doing some town halls that are going to blow people's minds. And if you haven't seen the one that he did with BK Barreco and Kevin Thompson and Len Clements, you missed it. And I know it's out there somewhere, and we'll figure out a way to put it back up on Facebook. But Tony's taken the profession and the integrity of the profession real seriously, too. I wanted to shout out to him because he's doing a good job. I should have had him on the show today. Robert Blackman, how are you, mate?
Doing good, brother. How's it up in Colorado today?
Never better. I've read so many of your books. I've been a fan of yours for so many years. I have wanted you and your beautiful wife and your family down there in Oklahoma to, you know, here's the problem with being an author in network marketing. you know, it's a great thing and you become famous, but you really have a tough time making a living at it. And as good as your books are, and as great as your reputation is, it's tough to monetize. And having watched you over the years just kill it, and then I see you someplace else killing it, I've always been struck by Robert Blackman needs to let the miracle of this profession work for him versus him work for the miracle of the profession. And then you posted something about 3 days ago, which generated this conversation, which was, I'm done quitting. And Richard Brook and Tom Schreider have a quote, find the next company that you're going to have problems with, join them, go to work, and never quit. How's that quote resonate for you today, Robert Blackman?
Well, I'm 54, been in the business 36 years. And when I look back, I wish I'm very proud of that 18-year-old kid that got into network marketing that saw it when nobody else did. And it was a journey. It's still a journey. And at this age, I'm looking for security, you know, and a mutual friend of ours, Rod Cook, you know, Rod took me under his belt, you know, 20 years ago and mentored me. And he said, he goes, Blackman, you know, don't. Here's three reasons why a company goes out of business. I want you to write this down, you know, in Rod's voice that he always does. And he goes, the first one is management. And I said, okay. And he goes, the second one's management, and the third one's management. And that never resonated with me because I was always chasing this illusion that I bought into of a walkaway residual income. And I look back, and if I'm honest with myself, Tom, I go, you know, the reason why I would sell a downline or I would leave a downline beyond a company closing or beyond my team moving somewhere else and, you know, forgetting to invite me is that I found myself becoming lazy within the business. And as something Troy said earlier, which resonates with me, is keep sponsoring. You got to keep getting in customers, getting in reps, and keep building the business. But I fell in love with 10, 15, 20,000 a month, and then I stopped what I was doing that got me there, and nothing happened immediately. But a year down the road, 2 years down the road, I found out that my whole business was falling apart. So then I'd go somewhere else. And so for me, I decided to find a company that fit those top three reasons, management, management, management. And like you said, you know, find one that has some problems and go fall in love with them. And that's what Sherry and I have done. We've been authors. We've been trainers. We've been hired as consultants to company because we know a lot. We've done a lot. But there's no residual in that. And you have to get your mind wrapped around, as Eric Worre says, a mutual friend of ours. I spoke with him at a stage in 2012 in Las Vegas at an event. And he and I had a great conversation and spoke with him and Jordan Adler. We had dinner together, and he says, Robert, he goes, look, there's network marketing. You can own your own business and traditional, and there's a job. We're a better way. And that's the way I look at this business now, Tom, is it is just a better way.
That's what I love about you, man, and that's exactly right. Troy, what do you think about that, buddy? Are you still here?
I'm still here, and I agree 100%. You know, it's funny.
Isn't it wonderful to hear Blackman's voice, like, focused, committed, and in the game?
Dude, totally, 100%. But I want to look at this. He got into the business 18 years old. He knows what he wants. He's driving it forward, and he's decided, I'm going to stop quitting. I think the modern generation today, that's part of their problem. If it gets too hard, they just quit. They're not staying focused. So we need more of Robert's around. Robert, I'm glad you're on this call, and I'm glad you're talking about this, man.
Thanks, Troy. It's good to hear from you. And you know, Tom, something that I've done and something, you know, another one of my mentors, Dale Calvert, was one of mine. And Dale always talked about it's a 2 to 5 year plan. And we stopped talking about that anymore. It's now a 2 to 5 week plan online. And, guys, this is, to me, it's after looking at all this, consulting, talking to a lot of top reps, just like you guys do, you talk to everybody, is it's an evolution. The amount of speed that we get to communicate with people is at an all-time high. Companies have to get in a position to where part of your training, and part before maybe you should even get your first chat, is you've got to watch a compliance video. You've got to really know what's happening. We have to step up our game as independent reps, part-time independent reps, to know what we can and can't do on Facebook, on Instagram, all of these things. We've got to know if we're going to go out and replace our income in 2 to 5 years. And I even take it to another effect when I'm recruiting someone. I just had someone texting me right now while I was on hold listening to the already cooked bacon commercial that you guys got on there, which I was laughing. And he says, hey, I'm ready to do this. And we're going back and forth. And I said, would you be happy if I could show you how to make $10,000 in 10 years or $1,000 in 1 year? And he goes, yes. He goes, let's do it. He goes, I'm ready to commit the next 10 years to you, Robert. And that's what I look for anymore, is more of a reality check, is that I want you to be focused, keep your job, take care of your family and your kids. But this is the 2 to 5 years to replace your income. And we're not teaching that anymore. I know there's a lot of people that are, but the masses and the top surface that we see online and we hear and we read, it's like that is a mystery to the majority of distributors, what 2 to 5 year growth means.
Well, that's so cool. Well, I'm telling you, all of us have done it. And, you know, every day, you know, this right now I hear about Vaseo, I hear about World, I hear about OneCoin. And I, you know, and I'm doing okay, and I've been with my company for 100 years. But all that stuff looks interesting to even me. And it's so easy to get, like, straight off the path of the next new thing. But I'm going to tell everybody, you made a commitment to the people that you brought in that you're going to be here. And if nothing else, it's kind of like my sobriety. I could easily have a cocktail today. But what would that say to all those people over the last 28 years that I made a commitment that I'm not going to do that anymore to? All the people that I've sponsored where I put my flag in the ground. And for me, every one of these new companies is a little bit like the next cocktail. As good as it looks, as good as it sounds, I just can't drink it. That makes sense to you guys?
Absolutely does to me, Tom. And, you know, you and I talked on the phone the other day about Sherry and I. We had done a merger with the company in 2009. 2010, that company unmerged. And we had found ourselves working with about $200,000 a month in volume, ranged between $100,000 and $200,000 a month. So we were working with all the reps really hard for that year. But I wasn't putting anybody new in. I had tamped out over that check. And then when that company unmerged, I felt horrible, betrayed. And so we spent the next 7 years jumping around, doing stuff, trying to find that, you know, pulling the lever. Is this where the 3-7s are? And Sherry and I were talking yesterday as we're making our game plans and stuff, and we were talking about you. And, you know, and Sherry goes, you know, Tom's been at this company for 18 years. She goes, what if we just stayed in that company in 2010? Where do you think we would be 7 years now from then? And I look at her and almost teared up, and I go, we'd be at $50,000 a month, or we'd be wherever we would be, and we'd be in a much better place because we decided to leave. But the reason we left, Tom, was because we weren't plugged in. We were camping out over a check, and I wasn't doing the work. I wasn't getting customers. I wasn't plugged into any meetings. I wasn't listening to your meetings. I wasn't listening to the upline. I was rogue. And I was out there playing network marketing, but then I blamed it when the check went away. But all I was doing was camping out, and I really wasn't a network marketer. I was just taking the check. And so that's the difference, and that's the reality you have to look at. And when you get older, it's easier to look at yourself in the mirror because you got less time. So you're able to be more honest with yourself about what your future is really about. And that's why we're sticking with the company until the day we die. And we have a company that we know is going to be there for our kids.
Yeah, very cool. Troy, isn't that just like refreshing to your ears?
Well, it is. You know, I'm sitting here taking notes because something that Robert said that really just resonates with me is this 3 to 5 year plan. And right now, everybody, it's like 3 to 4 days, 3 to 4 weeks, instead of realizing, hey, if it's a 20-year plan in corporate America, what's 3 to 5 years? That's a basic education to be able to change your life. And it is refreshing to hear this. It's refreshing to say, I'm going to go find a company and I'm going to stick to it. You know, because when we join companies for the right reason, when we really realize, hey, this can help me fulfill the legacy for my family, we stop looking around at every doggone other thing that comes by.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we can't. Marianne's nodding her head. Say something, Marianne. Use your microphone on.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying, because a lot of times people will come, you know, distributors, they come to you and they go, oh, I saw this, I saw this, I saw that. And I think, you know, like what Tom said, you got to stick your flag in the ground. You got to go, you know what, that's great, but this is where I'm at. And it's not perfect. No place is perfect, but it's better. You know, it's better than being someplace else.
You should have quit me long ago, Marianne.
Oh, my God.
I mean, for all the rotten stuff I've done to you, I lied to her your whole life. But you know what? All of a sudden, you've got six figure poor Marianne. You do not want to come back in your next life as my personal assistant. But Marianne, I mean, she stuck around, and now she's got hundreds of thousands of volume underneath her. She's got a life, and it takes time, and it's hard work, and you have to stick around. And you have to see, I mean, you know this, Troy, I cry to you all the time. You know, I've had two huge organizations leave me over the last couple of years, you know, and it takes its toll on you, and you're weeping, and you're sad, and you want to strike back at them. But you know what? There's no class or gain in that. You just have to put your head down and replace that leg, like Robert just said, and be ready for the next wave coming. We're going to take a break and come back to the final segment of this show. Find Robert Blackman on the internet. He'll give you a website here in a minute. Find him. Find Troy Dooley. He's got, obviously, MLM Help Desk. You can find both of them on Facebook. These guys are guys that you can go deep with, that you can believe, and it's a great, great day knowing them. We're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're back on the personal show. I just looked at how he didn't have his headset on. Oh, my gosh.
We're back.
We
this
are
is my
so
first
goofy.
Day on the radio. It's, we are amateurs. All right. We got Robert Blackman and we got Troy Dooley. You got a 2 or 3 minute. Robert, what's your website? How do people get a hold of you?
Just go to profitleads.com, P-R-O-F-I-T, leads.com. And, you know, we got a generic lead company because we've been in the advertising and printing business all of our lives. And we do telephone interview leads over there. We do training. So it's a generic that could help anybody, no matter where they're at in their business.
Yeah, well, we love you, Robert, and we know you can do this. So your commitment is you are building people to build big businesses, and you're going to lead by example, and that's kind of the whole story there in Norman, Oklahoma, correct?
That's the story. We're going after people that would answer the question, if I could get you to $1,000 a month at the end of a year, would you be happy with that? And are you willing to stick around for 10 years to get to $10,000? If they say yes, I bring them under my wing and we go to work. But, Tom, we're going after customers because Good. It's easier to get a customer than a rep because there's less time commitment, there's less emotional commitment, and they get to try the product. And if they fall in love with the product, they'll fall in love with the company, and they fall in love with you, and then they automatically come in. So we're focusing on customers. Not only is it good because of the regulatory environment we're in, which is a good thing. It's going to clean the business up. The business model is flawed in how we allow some of the people to do what they're doing. But customers, you can get a customer a day on your products if you're passionate about it. So we're doing both of that. We're getting customers and reps.
Okay, cool. And Troy, somebody just texted us and wants to know what you think about the switch over at the FTC. Do you think it's great for network marketing? Do you think Trump's great for network marketing? I'm sure the answer is yes, but we have to self-police, right? We might have lost Dooley.
Did we lose you?
Yeah, he might have gone out. His daughter's in the... are you there, Troy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, I heard your question. I think it's going to be very, very good, the switch. And the reason being is not because the FTC has just come after network marketing. The FTC in and of itself was anti-business. When you look at all of the proposed mergers that they squashed that could have benefited from jobs and everything else, this is going to be a good move. It's going to be a slow move. We still have to self-police. We have to clean it up. When you read the court transcripts that have been out the last few years, part of this we brought on ourselves. So we either clean it up or they're going to make even more regulations than they have. And in closing, Tommy, let me say this. People think we're an unregulated industry. This industry has more regulations than people realize. They better start living by them.
No doubt about it. It's just like the policies and procedures. You wake up in the morning and you're standing there going, Jesus, I don't have a business anymore. What happened? And they go, you didn't read the policies and the procedures. Here comes the FTC and you're going, man alive, this just happened to me. What happened? And they said, you didn't read the law and the rules. We had laws and rules. You broke them and now you're out of business. Please, everybody, if you have to call Troy at his house, here's his home number. All you got to do, he'll come over to your house and explain the policies and procedures. No, Troy, you were Clements. You know, he's kind of a deep-thinking guy. You know, Cheryl Gonzalez used to be good at this. But somebody's got to stand up and say, man, these rode in Fields. I just talked to somebody a couple of days ago about getting whipped around by their policies and procedures. And this woman was like a forensic person that understood the diff. And I'm going, you know, you've got rights if you live inside of the boundaries of the lines, but you gotta understand it. But the key, you know, you just said something about a company where the, I can't believe you're not naming the company, where you have to give your distributorship back when you're 65. Right now, Tom Chenault, at age 65, I've spent 20 years building this $100 million a year business of mine. And if I were in that company, I'd have to say, okay, now I have to give it back to you. Even though I built it and I brought you billions of dollars worth of business, I have to give it back to you now because I'm 65. They're signing on for that. And when you're 40, 65 is a long way away. I'm telling you what, 65 when I was 64 was pretty close. So, agree with that? Yeah, it's nuts. Oh, man, I'm telling you what. But it's a fun business. MLMHelpDesk.com, ProfitLeads.com. These guys are rock stars. Next week we've got
Tom Falcone
and somebody else.
Yeah, I didn't know because we got somebody else good.
And
though.
And we're gonna try to get Robert Crisp back on here. We're just trying to give you legends of the business. We can bring them back out. We can show that these guys are coming back to life and doing things. It is so great to see a Robert Blackman and his wife Sherry stepping up to the plate. Do yourself a favor and bounce them a note. Just say, what are you up to? How are you doing it? Tell me how your years of experience are going to help me avoid the potholes that you stepped in. Because us old people have something to say, and we want to say it to you. So, Robert, thanks a million for coming on. You're a rock star. Hug that wife of yours.
Sherry is the president. I'm just the vice president. So she's doing awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Troy Dooley. You know we love you. You've made, you know, you always give me such credit for having such much to do with you. But the way that you've branded me, I believe, has been a lot of the catalyst of my success. And I just want to thank you publicly one more time for who you are for all of us.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Good night. We'll see you all next week. Make sure, no matter what you do, that you read your policies and procedures. Read it. Argue with them. If you can't figure out how to read it, hire somebody. We'll see you all next week.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.